Blog Talk Radio.
Sanacori, a.k.a. Taino Sagrado, and this is, I'm not kidding you, Guasabala Taino Radio, Radio Taino Guasabala Warriorship. Here we go, another beautiful show tonight lined up for you. I'd like to thank all you listeners for always tuning in, and you know who you are from all over the world, and also all you future listeners who are downloading the show. All shows are archived. Muchas gracias por todo, mi hermanos y hermanas, en parte de todo el mundo. Radio Taino, Guasabala. You know, it's very important to understand that once again, I'd like to give a shout out to all these different countries that I see you, because I have statistics that I download, how many people listen to the show, also what part of the world you're located. United States of America, the Netherlands, Puerto Rico, Dominican Republic, Canada, the United Kingdom, Russia, Bosnia and Herzegovina, Nigeria, Australia. Thank you, Australia. That's a new country that just hit up last night. Belgium, Morocco, Colombia. I'd like to welcome all of you and all the beautiful countries out there. And today, you know, I promised yesterday's show, you know, we had an amazing show. I'd like to thank people for emailing your responses. But we had an amazing show about DNA and self-identity, self-determination, the special tool, especially for indigenous peoples that do not have genealogy available, documentation. Let's go straight to our DNA and let the ancestors unravel before our eyes. And this is what we discussed yesterday. And I use my DNA as an example. And Stephanie Sky, what an amazing job she did, you know, in trying to explain about DNA research and get in on jetmatch.com and try to figure these things out. What an amazing show. I'd like to thank all you for writing in and sharing your views on it. And we're going to dedicate at least once a week, we're going to dedicate on DNA, and we're going to ask volunteers. So all you folks that email, I'm going to try to convince you to go live with us, and we can do your DNA. Now, you need a DNA download file, so jetmatch.com, so we can use those calculators there. It's a free service. Man, so tonight, we're going to have a nice show. This topic is health and mental health clarity through indigenous eyes. Interesting. Well, you know, I'm a New York State licensed social worker in the clinical track. My expertise is clinical, working with different mental disorders, personality, you name it. You know, and I've been doing this for a good 15 years. And I really love it. I do psychotherapy at a nice, beautiful clinic in East Harlem. It's called Borinquen Neighborhood Health Center. So great staff. It's been there for many, many years. It's part of the East Council Inc. Nonprofit organization doing a lot of great work. So check this out. So what is health and mental health? Clarity, you know, anything when you ever talk about clarity, you're trying to find out, you're trying to dilute and get to the truth, get to what is bottom line. That's for me what clarity is. Through native eyes or indigenous eyes, well, you know, there's a lot of different traditions when it comes to mental health, when it comes to treatment modalities. That's traditional. You think of Sigmund Freud, Erickson. You think of a lot of these trailblazers who really, we still use their modalities and their treatments in trying to help people overcome some of their mental illness. And that, you know, a lot of them are cool. I do a lot of motivational interviewing, cognitive behavioral therapy, and so on. But I also use indigenous, I call it the indigenous circle therapy, okay? It's something that I use with a lot of my clients who identify either as indigenous or identify as being of the earth mother, or they kind of reject a lineal between beginning and end, you know, success, failure, but they look at the world as a circle, life as a circle, you know. And motivational interviewing, they view the circle, or I should say treatment, as a circle. And for example, if you have an addiction, when you relapse, you don't start from the beginning. You know, you're still part of that circle, that movement, that cycle of life, the flux that continues constantly. So that's part of motivational interviewing framework. So definitely, you know, there's a lot of different styles. And for me, indigenous eyes is looking at the world, looking at creation, looking at community in a different light. And I like to see it as a circle as well, the circle constantly moving. Okay, so sometimes in that circle, it becomes hectic. Sometimes we get disoriented. Sometimes we get anxious. Sometimes we get depressed. But within the circle, it's constantly moving. And within that movement, okay, be it in nature, community, even in isolation, there's always life around us. There's always energy around us. So this is just the beginning. I want to dedicate every week, at least once a week, into the realm of health, mental health. Okay, health basically deals with the body, the biological, the substance. Also within those substances, there's organs, there's functions. Okay, there's systems, there's functions, and so on. So it's always important, absolutely crucial to understand, you know, how our body functions, the brain, the organs, all these systems. Very, very important. And this is sacred. This is what was given to us by the creatress or the creator. If you're atheist, then we marvel at this beautiful body that contains so many organs and systems that wow, you have to respect it. And then there's the mental health aspect as well, the brain, okay? This marvelous brain that controls so much, everything in our brain. I'm just scratching my neck right now. My brain has already signaled it, what my finger needs to do to release the discomfort in my neck, the itch. It just runs on its own, our breathing. Okay, but tonight I'm going to talk about anxiety, okay? And this is something that I've encountered since March, nonstop, it never ends. There's a scale that I use, the GAD-7, which is Generalized Anxiety Disorder Scale, and a lot of people have been scoring high, okay? Both the moderately severe, severe anxiety, it's just off the charts. And a lot of this deals with the COVID-19. And, you know, people are anxious. They saw a lot of their loved ones died. They've seen a lot of their loved ones, if they didn't die, have to live with the side effects of what what COVID has done to their bodies, once again, their health. And it affects your mental health. Constantly fearing, man, I haven't been sick, thank God, is what people are thinking. But maybe today is my day and I want to get sick. You know, I see people on the line constantly being tested for the COVID. And you can see the anxiety in their mind, I mean, in their face. And they get upset because they can't get, you know, we don't have the rapid results yet in our clinic. But, you know, you can see the anxiety in people and they carry that with them. I've been hearing people saying they can't sleep at night, a full sleep. Maybe if they slept 7 hours, now they're sleeping 3 hours. A lot of teenagers, even 4-year-olds, been coming to me. They can't sleep. They just cannot sleep. And then finally, when the body gives in, it's like 5 or 6 in the morning. Then they got to wake up at 9. It's just a lot of pressure right now for this human body, for this human community. Health, mental health. So the body, it's amazing. The brain, amazing. But we have to take care of it. We have to take care of it. And through indigenous eyes, our bodies, the brain, the spirit, the will, it's all related to the sacred. Okay? And for a lot of us in the indigenous communities, our spirit is connected to another world, another reality, which is the spirit world. This is the realm of the ancestors, or the realm of the ultimate, the highest, the spirit of spirits in the Taino tradition. So there's a lot of stuff that's going on. In future shows, I'm going to talk about the ancient worldview, how Taino saw the world, how they saw themselves, how they saw the spirits, Semis and so on. We're going to have some great shows in the future talking about these things. And these are the realities that our ancestors went through, the anxiety. For some reason, our ancestors, way back from the beginning, you know, anxiety played a huge role. If I'm going to eat that fruit, I don't know if it's poisonous or not. Okay? So something in my body is triggering a response. It could be my hairs are standing up on my neck. I'm feeling kind of woozy, so I have to pay attention what's in front of me or even what's behind me. It could be a wild animal. So anxiety played a huge role in our survival, okay? Now in modern times, we're relatively safe, even though there's a lot of crime now because of the protesting, COVID. There's been a lot of stuff going on. People not working, crime is up. But relatively, we live in a safe society. What happens is anxiety kicks in. Then we don't know what to do because it's very frightening. A lot of us get dizzy. A lot of us get shortness of breath. A lot of us lose our appetite. We start to sweat. We get panic attacks. And then it becomes unbearable. And then we have to seek medications. For people, sometimes it's just uncontrollable. You know, lack of sleep, insomnia. But health, mental health, clarity through native eyes, indigenous eyes. There's an alternative, okay? And tonight I wanna take a little shot of helping people who are listening now, trying to address anxiety in their life. I personally suffer from anxiety, generalized anxiety disorder. I was diagnosed many, many years ago. That's why I love helping people deal with anxiety. You know, I've said this publicly. I'm an activist in trying to help people who've been sexually abused as children by clergy, and been helping a lot of people. A lot of people have been helping me regarding this. And basically, this is something that we have to really realize that anxiety is here to stay for some reason, unless one day the scientists find a secret potion to really knock it out in our brain system. But basically, anxiety will creep up when you least expect it, sometimes through trauma, we realize that anxiety is warning us of something. Now, I always tell my clients that you have to pay attention to these warnings or these cues, C-U-E-S, okay? It's like a pool table. Think of yourself playing pool, and you're going to put the white ball, the cue ball, right in front of the balls, and you're ready to hit it. Well, guess what? I'm telling you, don't hit the cue ball, okay? Please, whatever you do, do not hit the cue ball, okay? And this is how I help people. Also, I tell people, you know, when you get dizzy, when you get shortness of breath, you know, you can't breathe, these are all indicators your brain is telling you, hey, red alert, something is wrong. I always try to tell people it's like you're cooking and all of a sudden the fire goes off, okay? Because you didn't pay attention to the beans that you were cooking and all of a sudden now they're burning and there's smoke going up all the way to the fire alarm. And the fire alarm goes, now you're going to be hectic, you're going to go crazy, you're going to go nuts, whatever. So check this out. Fire alarm. Think of anxiety. When you feel that whole anxiety attack, that's the fire alarm in your brain going off. So what we have to do is when we feel those signs, when we sense them in our body, okay, once we get these racy thoughts in our minds, there's danger around us. This is what the brain thinks. This is what the brain is figuring out, is danger, 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 danger. So it wants our attention, okay? And how does it get our attention? Okay, he's not paying attention. She's not paying attention. So let's cut off the oxygen supply. Oh, now I can't breathe. Now I got to take deep breaths. Still trying to get your attention. So this is the time. This is the part where, you know, you got to ease it slowly. You got to sit down. And you have to breathe. Okay? Very, very important. Breathing techniques are so crucial when treating anxiety. You know, if you're living in nature, a lot of my friends do live in nature, great way of sucking in that air, that nice clean air, okay? Our indigenous ancestors had that beautiful scenery from the islands, you know, close to the ocean. They can just breathe in that beautiful ocean air. Also, breathing in the mountain air, and this helped our anxiety. But some of us who live in a city don't have that luxury. But we do have a luxury of having oxygen. So basically, we have to, absolutely have to, give ourselves some oxygen treatment. And what is oxygen treatment? The deep breath. You gotta take the breath. And what is the breath? I want people right now to listen. To pause if you want at this point, if you're downloading the show. But basically, what you're going to do is you're going to take a deep breath, inhale, 4 seconds, 1, 2, 3, 4. When you get to 4, now 4 is a sacred number, right? When you get to 4, you're going to hold your breath 4 seconds, 1, 2, 3, 4. When you hold your breath, now you're going to exhale 4 seconds. 1, 2, 3, 4. Excellent. Repeat as needed. Very, very important. This is a powerful remedy. It's called oxygen therapy. I always tell people, try your best to do it at least, I would say 2 minutes. If you're feeling really anxious, really scared, like a panic attack, what's going on? And it's very important to do that. Okay? If you're really good, you really exercise this, you can do 3 minutes. You can do 4 minutes. And if you're really great, if you're really awesome, you can do 5 minutes, 6 minutes. Now, a lot of people, they often feel dizzy when they do more than 5 minutes of this breathing. You know, you take your time, you pace yourself. Very, very important. So, right now, if you're listening, you want to do it, I'll just do the count for you. And this is how you do it. So it's 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold your breath. 1, 2, 3, 4. Exhale. 1, 2, 3, 4. So whenever you're feeling anxious, you get a little sweaty, heart palpitations, this is what you do. You find a seat. Okay? I don't know. I don't care what you're doing. Wherever you are, you're going to find a seat. Okay? Wherever you are. If you're in a park, if you're in a job, you're going to excuse yourself. Okay? Find a seat. Find a quiet place. Again, 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold your breath. 1, 2, 3, 4. Exhale. 1, 2, 3, 4. Inhale. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold your breath. 1, 2, 3, 4. Exhale. 1, 2, 3, 4. Very, very important. Oxygen therapy is the best, man. It's really good. Your brain, we don't have enough oxygen in our brain. Okay, so your brain wants your attention and wants you to pay attention to what's in front of you. You have to talk to yourself as well. Not that you're crazy, but you talk to yourself either verbally or, you know, mentally. You're going to tell yourself, everything is all right. I'm not going to die. I'm not going to get killed. Everything is all right. I'm going to get help. But for right now, I'm going to breathe. Okay, so I want you all to practice this on your own. I'm going to play some nice music. I'm going to ask Bill Miller, great Native American Mohican singer, 3-time Grammy Award winner. I love his song called Spirit Wind. And I'm going to recruit him right now to help us breathe. Breathe, get in that oxygen. So I want you to visualize that you're somewhere in the ocean, maybe in Borinquen or Cuba, wherever you are, Dominican Republic. I want you to inhale, hold your breath so that air is in you, then exhale through your mouth. Always open your mouth, okay, when you exhale. Stream of air, okay? The sacred 4 times 3. 3 is a sacred number as well. The semi, the 3-pointer. Okay? So if you're Taino listening, the 4 directions, Deminan and the 3 brothers, okay? The 4 cardinal directions, the sacred. Times it by 3, you have the semi, the 3-pointer. So we want to use that visual. We'll play some Bill Miller. Let's see. Let's see what you can do. Let's start. Thank you, Bill Miller, for that beautiful flute music. So, yeah, that's the thing. This is just an example you can do when you're doing your breathing techniques. Get some nice, quiet music that you enjoy. That helps out a lot. It's very important to help with anxiety because your brain is on red alert. You know, the smoke from the burnt food has gone up to the fire alarm. Now you have a full-blown anxiety attack, okay? Now you have to figure out how to shut the fire, how to get the smoke away, and that could be very nerve-wracking, you know? So this is what you need to do with anxiety. Let's try to prevent it. Don't hit the cue ball. Don't hit that cue ball. Because once you hit the cue ball, all the balls, the stripes, and the solid, they're going to go all over the place. You can't control it, okay, until the balls calm down. Some are going to go through the holes, and some are not. So here's the thing. Relax. Relaxation, some powerful medicine that can help you. So how do you see clarity, health, mental health through indigenous eyes? Well, when you're anxious, when you have that anxiety, a lot of stuff is going to go through your mind, through your heart. For many of us, like myself, I get like a sinking feeling. Anything that's solid becomes like water. Sometimes I may even feel like I'm tripping because there's no foundation. There's no solid ground. And that in itself is a trigger to an anxiety attack. And we have different triggers. And some triggers we don't even realize. It could be a color. It could be a sound. It could be an experience, a memory. So it's very important to understand the cue or the warning signs. Some people tell me, I feel a rush in my head. Well, that's the point where you have to stop everything. Okay? And sometimes it's hard when you're working, when you're giving a presentation, when you're helping someone else. But it's very important to excuse yourself for that moment. You can go to the bathroom or go to a private room and start breathing. Start getting some oxygen into your brain. Because what happens is when anxiety, your vessels are constricted and it stops the blood flow from flowing totally free. It wants your attention. Pay attention to it. Your brain is telling you, red alert, pay attention. As an indigenous person, we pay attention to nature. We pay attention to our surroundings. We pay attention to our family, our relatives, our friends. We pay attention, okay? Very important. Healing, you have to pay attention. Have to pay attention to your waistline. If you're heavy, becoming heavier because you're stressed, you're eating or you're drinking, very important. Pay attention to what your body's telling you. If you're shortness of breath, acid reflux, headaches, your body's telling you. I should say your brain is telling you, red alert, there's something going on. We have to address it. You know, many of us use plant medicine, you know, to calm our nerves or to calm the situation. Sometimes we don't have enough money for that plant medicine. And sometimes the plant medicine has side effects that can add to the anxiety. Try the oxygen therapy. It's absolutely free. Okay? 4, 4, 4. 4 times 3 is the sacred 3. 12, 1 plus 2 is 3. Think of it as a semi-three-pointer, a semi-meditation, okay? The sacred 3. 4, 4, 4. 4 times 3 is 12. 2 plus 1 is 3. The sacred 3 geometry, right? The pyramid. Three-pointer, very important. Breath, 4, 4, 4. You can play some music. You can even, if you have a drum or even a rattle, you can use that. You know, you can keep the count. 1, 2, 3, 4 with the drum or with the rattle. 1, 1, 2, 3, 4. So at this time, I want to invite people. I have a couple of YouTube videos to talk about the cleansing, the Taino cleansing ceremony. And what I do is I help people clean themselves, okay? Clean themselves by taking all the stuff that's in their mind that's not absolutely helpful, but it's poisonous. It can be very, very poisonous and affect our daily life. So I'm just going to take a rattle now. I want to show you how you can use the rattle as a meditation or for the oxygen treatment. That's the four. Hold your breath. Once again, exhale, four. Okay, and once you get into that rhythm of breath, continue the flow. And what the rattle does, what it helps you do, the rattle, is that it helps you focus. So you keep your mind from being easily distracted, okay? And you focus on what's important, and that's the oxygen. Inhale, exhale, very, very important. Okay, you can use a drum as well. And you can use that, okay? Very important. It's all about repetition. It's all about practice. So always, always do this. So when you do the Taino cleansing ceremony, you pick a seat. You pick a quiet space. And you sit, okay? Because you're looking for health, mental health, clarity through indigenous eyes. So you sit down. Thank yourself for taking the opportunity to cleanse. You know, you hear that word cleanse a whole bunch of times. You know, I like to say cleansing is clarity. You know, you're able to see. You're able to smell. You're able to do a lot of things with clarity. Okay? So you're going to pick a quiet space, a quiet place, and I want you to just relax. Thank yourself. Shut the cell phone. Shut the door. Tell your relatives that you need this quiet time, okay? If you don't have a private room, if there's too many people, you can use the bathroom and just tell people, hey, for the next 20 minutes, I need this quiet time, okay? You can't afford 20 minutes and 15 minutes. Can't afford 15 and 10 minutes. If not 10 minutes, 5 minutes. But you do it, okay? Part two, you're going to release all those things that is messing you up with things, this anxiety, okay? It could be loss of job, your loved one is on hospice care, maybe a breakup, maybe you're grieving a loss due to COVID. Maybe it's politics, you know, politics. A lot of people have been anxious about the election that's coming up. Well, step two, you're going to let go of all of that. Let it all go. And then part three, you're going to receive the power that comes from a higher source, spirit of spirits, Yaya. Once you release everything that's causing you harm, you're going to receive all that is powerful. All that is sacred, that's positive in your life, that doesn't give you anxiety. Sky's the limit because your mind has no limits. It's unlimited. And then the fourth step is I want you to pick people who need help, who need energy, who need healing. And then whatever healings you have that you found in these steps, give it away to that person. think of them, look at them, and give them that energy. A lot of people have a hard time with step three because when you, if you do it correctly, you're going to feel that power. Many of us cry, or many feel ecstasy, and we want to keep it for ourselves. We don't want to give it away. Well, that's not healthy. You want to give it away. Because the more you give away, the more you're going to receive. So you're not going to be empty too long. You're not going to be broke. Because this is all free. Okay? This is all free. So don't be afraid to give it away. At this point, I want you to reflect on what I just said, the four steps. And the future shows, I'm going to keep referring back to it. When we make the commitment, release the negative that's causing us anxiety. Then we're going to receive unlimited power from the higher source, the creature's creator, whatever language you use, spirit of spirits. And then you're going to find someone who needs this and give it to them. Right now, I want you to reflect on it. If you want to do the breathing technique again, please do so. Once again, I want to play some music. And I'm going to go to the Amazon in South America. I love the sounds of South America. And I love animals because animals, you know, they teach us a lot. They teach us how to survive. They teach us how to live. The ancient ones used to say, just look at nature. That's your teacher. So listen. Yeah. Okay, I'd like to take a pause here. That's just an example of using nature as medicine to help you with anxiety, okay? Very, very, very important. It's just an example. What you can do, too, is with this kind of music, if you're using a rattle, if you're using a drum, add your voice, okay? The throat chakra, the voice, the throat, bring it in to the equation to help with the anxiety. You can start a chant. You know, listen to the animals. You know, you can pick a nice song that has animal sounds, ocean, whatever, and you can listen. Okay, in future shows, I'll have different sounds. But I'll give you an example. That's just an example of what I do, you know, when I really stress out. You know, you bring it all together, you see? Very, very important. This is also, you know, step two of the cleansing ceremony I shared earlier, and I'll share on future shows. You can do a chant, you know, you can do a chant. You can play your drum, you can play your rattle if you're by yourself. And this will help you. You know, this will help you release all that negative energy that's in your body, it's in your spirit, it's in your organs. Just let it all out. You know, for those who speak Spanish, it's veneno. Sácalo, let it out. Very, very important. So health and mental health clarity through indigenous eyes, clarity, cleansing, to see better, to feel better. Very important, to talk better. An improvement. This is what healing is all about. And healing is the greatest, greatest feeling in the world, especially when dealing with health, mental health. You know, most people, I guess before COVID, it was the, you know, heart disease. Our heart is so important. Our heart, it's like our second brain. It's our second brain, actually. It's the world of feelings. It's the realm of intuition. You know, we, you know, our heart jumps, it skips during stressful situations, like the drum. It starts to beat faster, the adrenaline. Okay, it's very, very important. It's make a connection with the organs, make a connection with your brain, nature, others, communal. Very, very important, okay? Very crucial on our understanding. For you Taino folks out there who are listening, there was a nice, my beautiful mentor, musician, Edward Cedeno. He wrote a song called I Am the Medicine Man song, or Medicine Person. I want to play that song. I want you to listen to it. Listen to the beats. It's another way you can understand how important oxygen therapy is, the chant, music, to help anxiety, to calm us down, to get rid of that smoke before it hits the fire alarm. So this is, we're all called to be medicine people. We're all called to heal one another. It's freely given by the highest power. And I think it's important to freely give it. I am the medicine, person saw. you, Edwin Cedeno, the late brother Edwin Cedeno. Your memory's alive and well here in Guasavara, Taino Radio. That's the medicine song. So this is another example of dealing with anxiety. You sit, play some cool music, listen to the drum beat, the rattles, the shells. You know, it's very important. Do not take life that seriously. No matter what the situation is, there's always time. There's always time for a good joke. Sometimes all you need is a good joke. I remember a long time ago, there was a man who had heart disease. And the doctors told him, brother, your heart is so bad, you need surgery today. There's no waiting. Sign the papers. We got to get you in the operating room. If not, you're not going to make it back home in a day. So the man got really scared, really, really scared. So he was a Catholic, and he asked to see the priest. And the priest came, said some prayers, the chaplain, and he felt good about the operation. He felt like, you know, there's hope. And then when he went to see the doctor, who also was Catholic, you know, they said a prayer together. And I said, don't worry, I'm going to try my best, sir. After surgery, the man woke up and he told the doctor, wow, thank you so much. You did such a great job. And then St. Peter said, I'm not your doctor. If you understand, St. Peter was the one that was the gatekeeper in heaven, lets people in. That's the old joke I heard when I was a chaplain, you know. Sometimes you just gotta. Sometimes all you need is just a good laugh, you know? That's all we need. It's a famous line from Skins. Graham Greene played Mogi Yellow Lodge. So all we need is a good laugh. Keep the people happy, you know? So it's very important. Health, mental health, clarity through indigenous eyes. And the next show next week, I want to talk about humor. Break down how humor is so important, how humor was used by our ancestors. The Taino, believe it or not, is documented. It said a lot of humorous things. And also the modern indigenous peoples, you know, they still have that humor. Go to any Caribbean household, be it Puerto Rican, Dominican, whatever, you're going to have some good jokes. And there's always a trickster or jokester in the family. Practical joker even, you know. As human beings, it's part of our DNA. I'm sorry to say, no one has a monopoly on humor. But I just love it that indigenous people use it as a healing tool. You know? And so, so important. So this is Sanakori, the Valiant Clown, signing off here in Guasavara, Taino Radio. We're at war against ignorance and arrogance. Okay, so I'm going to end the show today with kind of a cool song that, oh, I'm sorry, some cool sounds that really made me relax during the show. So let's go to the Amazon, Colombia. I know you're listening. Colombia, this song is dedicated to you all. Well, it's not really song, but sounds from Colombia Rainforest. Coelho Suave, this is Taino Sagrado, a.k.a. Sana Cody. I'll see you next show. Keep it calm. Keep it cool. Te veo pronto. Guasábala. Taino Radio.